With our continuing coverage of Iowa High School Athletics, we're joined by Pella Christian senior boys basketball player Devin Runner following the Devin Runner game against Des Moines Christian, 21 points. Devin, I'm going to ask you right off the bat because I can't think of another time. Career high, right, tonight?
Yeah, I would say so for sure. Yeah, career high tonight, yeah.
I mean, phenomenal effort too. I mean, we talk about it coming into this game. This team knew that someone was going to have to step up, right? Gilbert Flagel, unfortunately, gets injured over the weekend in an unfortunate just – freak deal in practice, and you're looking at it, leading scorer out on the road here, looking to rebound from that loss to Norwalk on Friday. What was kind of your mentality of being that guy that said, I'm going to step up and go take that spot?
Yeah, I mean, I told all the guys before the game, like, this is a really good team. We need to come out here on fire, and I said, this is going to be a signature win if we can win this one. And then right before the game, I just told Gilbert, I said, Gilbert, I'll get this one for you. I know he'll be back soon, so just gathered the guys. I told him we got to win this one, and we got it done. So,
well, you talk about it, and I mean, it was a lot of big efforts too. I mean, right, we talk about Gilbert. He plays such a large role on this team. A lot of different guys that stepped up tonight. I know you had a big role in the scoring, but I know Griffin Stoltz, it felt like really grew up even throughout the game, you know, handling the ball, handling some of the pressure. And Levi Franzman getting his first extended varsity action, made some big plays. Gavin Olfer, it's the same thing, kind of giving you some spells as well. Seeing some of those young guys make that next step in their process here tonight, what was that like as a senior leader, just kind of seeing those guys step up and contribute in the ways that they were able to help out?
I mean, it was really amazing. I think Griffin did a phenomenal job in the second half. I mean, Max Town is a really good player, and Griffin took the job of guarding him, and he did it. He did it really well. I think the whole team really just came together. We all played for each other, and it's really good to see that, because we're going to have times throughout the season where guys go down, guys get in foul trouble, and we're going to need to rely on each other. So it was great to see everyone play their role and everyone play together to the best we could be.
I mean, I talk about our key play of the game presented by McKay Group here, where, you know, you had that big bucket and the foul, and I know that the free throw didn't quite go down for you there, but, you know, I think that was just kind of a highlight of the night, was just the work around the basket. It was never necessarily easy for you around the basket, but you just continued to work at it as well. When you're down there battling, and, you know, you have the height, but maybe not the size on some of these guys as well. Talk us through how much of that off-season work went into being able to battle with some of those guys that maybe will have that size advantage in terms of the weight advantage versus the height.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I would say in the off-season, I was lifting a lot, trying to get stronger, but I also focused a lot on, like, my jumping and just getting that better so I could just go up and get those balls, because I knew I wasn't always going to be able to push guys around down low. So I've just kind of focused on being able to jump higher, go up for those rebounds, and be able to come down with them.
And just looking at this matchup too, I mean, one thing that I talked about was you had some guys that kind of had to do some growing up at this one, right, with a very back-and-forth contest there late in this game, and it came down to each possession. Those young guys, it felt like, really kept their composure late in the game. Talk about what coach is talking about in those huddles late in the game and those timeouts, to just try to keep everyone at ease. So even in that final few possessions, it's 13 seconds left and you're down by one. There was really no panic other than the one ball that kind of got free.
No, I mean, for sure. I would say, like, we were all saying, I was just telling the guys, like, this is our game. This is our game to win. We all felt confident. We were right where we wanted to be. We knew what we had to do, and coach just drew up the play. We knew we had to run it right. We ran it right, and we played with confidence, and confidence throughout the whole end of that game was really what got us through.
And again, we're talking to Devin Runner of the Pella Christian boys basketball team. We talk about it from this perspective for this win tonight too. I mean, we mentioned Gilbert Flagel down tonight, unfortunately, because of that injury, but everyone else steps up around. How big of a boost is that just for this team to know that, you know, Gilbert is a guy who has been somebody you've relied on here over the course of those first four or five games. Now you've seen that others could step up and kind of help carry some of that burden when he returns as well. How big is that just for this team and the confidence that everyone has moving forward?
I would say it's huge. I mean, thinking back to Oski, Gilbert got in foul trouble. He went out, and we kind of let them come back, and they ended up winning that game even though we had control the whole time. So this time we kind of had the same situation. We knew from the bat that Gilbert wasn't going to play. But we just all came together. Everyone stepped up, and that just really attests to our growth. We've grown a lot since that Oskaloosa game, and this time we just played better without him. We all did our role together to win.
And I got to come back and end on your performance. I mean, 21 points. I wish I had the rebounds in front of me. But, I mean, just overall for you, how big was this game, too, just for your confidence, knowing that the last couple games you'd gotten some good looks that just – necessarily weren't falling for you, and just kind of building up some of that confidence for yourself, knowing that you were getting those similar looks to even what you were getting tonight against Des Moines Christian, but getting them to fall this time around.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, everyone has their games off, and I didn't shoot great the last game, but I knew I just had to go in it with confidence, and I just want to thank my teammates. You know, they still trust me. They tell me to keep shooting the ball, so I feel completely comfortable doing that because I know I have their full support.
Devin, now you get Grandview Christian before wrapping up the first semester of classes and get to winter break. Now that you've got another big contest coming up here against another talented squad, what's it going to take to, you know, savor this one for a little bit, but also get ready to get back to work so that you go into the holidays on the high note of, you know, trying to grab another win before the break?
Yeah, I would say it's important to grab another win. I mean, it puts us all in a great mood for Christmas break, and Grandview Christian's another really good team. So we'll just have to get after it and practice the next few days, do our stuff, and, you know, get that last win before Christmas break. It'll be great.
Devin, appreciate the time as always, and wish you the best of luck on Thursday against Grandview.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Devin Runner of the Pella Christian boys basketball team following the Devin Runner game here at Des Moines Christian with a career-high 21 points as the Eagles stunned Des Moines Christian for a 53-52 win.